The way of the just is smooth. The path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls. My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment dawns upon the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice. O Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done. O Lord, oppressed by your punishment, we cry out in anguish under your chastising. As a woman about to give birth writhes and cries out in her pains, so were we in your presence, O Lord. We conceived and writhed in pain, giving birth to wind. Salvation we have not achieved for the earth. The inhabitants of the world cannot bring it forth. But your dead shall live. Their corpses shall rise, awake and sing, you who lie in the dust. For your dew is dew of light. The land of shades gives birth. The word of the Lord. Today, the Dominican Sisters and Associates of Peace begin their biannual assembly, a time of connection, disputation, and celebration. Our focus this year is to dig deeper into our chapter commitments and how we can are called to live out our logo to be peace, build, preach, and preach peace. Like the prophet Isaiah, as a congregation, we yearn for God's wisdom, judgment, and peace. We pray that when we do God's work individually or communally and work for justice, that God will mete out peace and use us as God's instrument. The book of the prophet Isaiah uses a number of mother or birth images to describe God and God's action in our lives. It seems that these images can be helpful whenever any group comes together to make important decisions. In Isaiah 66, using Jerusalem as the metaphor for God, he describes sucking the milk of God's comfort, nursing at God's abundant breasts. Connecting with friends at assemblies, chapters, and family events provides nourishment to many of us who have lived far from our mother houses or homes. Our joy is enhanced as we are swept up in hugs and laughter. God also promises to comfort us as a mother comforts her child. Likewise, gatherings allow us to comfort each other. Today, in Isaiah 26, the prophet likens the pain of God's punishment to labor pains. I have never given birth, but have talked to many women who have. The description by Isaiah as writhing and crying in pains seems to be an accurate one. Assemblies and chapters can feel like giving birth sometimes. We Dominicans practice disputatio, arguing, agreeing, disagreeing, accepting, struggling to come to consensus. Like the birth of a baby, it can be difficult, but after the labor is over, the pain is forgotten and joy takes place. This can happen at assemblies also. Finally, after the connection and the disputation comes the celebration. Like a mother who celebrates the birth of her child, we celebrate as our hearts rejoice and are called to awake and sing. Bringing birth to new ideas and action gives us reason to rejoice. And throughout our assembly, we will celebrate those who have died, those being welcomed as novices, those who are our jubilarians, and our deeper dedication to and action for our chapter commitments. Finally, and most importantly, throughout our time together, we will celebrate our God, who is the source of all we have done.